Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. There are a lot of balls in the air. I will try to deal with a few select ones today. Start with aluminum tariffs. President Trump reimposed a 10% national security tariff on imports of aluminum from Canada. Was that justified? I have my doubts. We just got the USMCA trade agreement approved and in place, and now Canada will retaliate with tariffs on some of our products, including washing machines and golf clubs. We have enough problems without creating another one. All right, next, COVID-19 aid fight. We don't know where this is going. Negotiations have stalled. President Trump said he would take care of the aid with an executive order if Congress won't step up and do it. And so the president ordered extended unemployment benefits, deferral of payroll taxes, and more. Democrat leadership and some Republicans question the president's legal authority to do this. Well, he's doing it anyway. And perhaps Democrats will launch a lawsuit to stop the aid. But politically, that might be a bad idea for them. A better outcome would be for both parties to come back and hammer out a compromise pandemic relief package. Continuing resolution. All right, that's what we will get, with less than a dozen congressional work days left before the end of this year. Congress is not going to pass a budget. We don't want to shut down the government. A continuing resolution will carry us beyond the election. Late again, but they can get it done then, I guess. Trade. U.S. agriculture is positioned to end this year with a net trade deficit. I cannot ever remember that happening. Our deficit this year is $3 billion and not expected to get any better in a month or two. Corn sales are down 11%, cotton down 19%, fruits and vegetables also down. China is coming on strong buying products, a 799,000 metric ton purchase of soybeans was just announced following last week's 1 million ton purchase. But I still worry every day as our U.S.-China relations continue to deteriorate. Trade disputes have hurt our sales, and the virus has disrupted trade. Many normal trade channels, they're not working, and at the same time, it is reported that there are 844 million people in the world that are food insecure. They need food. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.